Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 37. What do you really want? As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Good Time Gary over at the Probst Group. Most people don't spend much time thinking about or talking about their industrial water systems. And that's probably for the best, because if you did, we might have questions for you. Uncomfortable questions. And your friends would generally be looking for a way to get out of those conversations with you. That's where Good Time Gary over at the Probst Group comes in. They handle the parts of industrial water systems that most of us prefer just not to even to think about. They clean the crap out of water. If you have questions about your system or concerns you'd rather not Google, you can call Gary. He will almost certainly know what to do. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me nothing for this. Although if they were, I would probably still say the same thing. This episode marks the beginning of the R for results in the core framework. And Earl starts with a deceptively simple question. What do you really want? He asks us to close our eyes in a single sentence, say what it is we want most. Earl says the answer often comes out as some version of healthy, wealthy, or happy. But then he makes an important distinction. Happiness is not a goal. It's a feeling. You can't chase happiness directly. The only reliable way to experience it is to be actively pursuing a worthwhile goal, especially when that serves other people. The moment of achievement may bring a surge of happiness, but the deeper, more lasting form comes from the process of striving towards something meaningful. From there, Earl moves into a thoughtful discussion of failure. He quotes Rudyard Kipling, who said, "If you want something and don't get it, there are only two reasons. You either really don't want it, or you tried to bargain over the price." That line reframes failure in a challenging way. Often, we don't reach a stated goal, not because it was impossible, but because it wasn't truly our heart's desire. If it had been, we would have been willing to pay the price in effort, time, and persistence. Earl then brings up Herman Melville and his novel, Moby Dick. During Melville's lifetime, the book was not a commercial success. By outward standards, it looked like a failure. But Melville wasn't a failure. He had created the work he believed in. The recognition came later, but for him, the journey itself was the success. That idea really struck with me. What looks like failure from the outside may feel like fulfillment from the inside. Earl draws a sharp contrast between winners and failures. Winners, he says, develop the habit of doing things that others won't do. But more importantly, they stay focused on results, not just activity. Failures often focus on staying busy. Winners focus on moving forward, even when winners are doing small or seemingly unrelated tasks. They keep their larger goals in mind. The activity is always connected to the outcome. From there, Earl turns to how we use time. Winners tend to spend more of their time on goal-achieving activities. Failures tend to spend more of their time on tension-relieving activities. Earl even suggests tracking your time for a while, just to see how much of your day is truly moving you toward your goals, and how much is simply helping you escape from pressure or discontent. That's a revealing exercise, if a probably slightly uncomfortable one. Earl closes this episode by returning to desire. Desire, he says, is the great engine of life. It's what fuels long, interesting journeys. It's what fires the imagination. Desire and imagination together, Earl believes, can awaken the sleeping giant within us, the part of ourselves capable of more than we usually demand. So episode 37 leaves me with these reflections. Happiness isn't something we chase. It's something we feel when we chase something worthy. Failure isn't always defeat, and desire is the force that turns intention into results. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.